It should always be specific. So I think we parliamentary staff, they meet that point all the time, you know, and then they cause unnecessary confusion. There were members of public who were here this morning. I don't see them anymore. I think they got upset and they left. But they, I hope going forward we'll be able to resolve that. I want to introduce myself. Because we've been joined by Minister Ngwakora Mahlodi. I will not say he's a new minister. He's not a new minister. He just joined this department, so he's not a new minister. He's been a minister, he's been a premier. He's been chairman of the... He's been a member of the NCOP, so he's not new. I will not say he's new. He's not a new minister. He's a new member of this committee, So, Mr. Minister Ngwakora Mahlodi, you're welcome. And we also wish to congratulate you on your new appointment. We know that you'll be able to steer the ship. No doubt, we know that you'll be able to take public service to the greater, highest level that all of us, we expect. You do have capacity. You do have our support as well. We're going to support you and make sure that you shine in everything that you do. So this is the collective. This is not a full complement of the complement of the committee. I have few apologies, Mr. Minister Hadebe is attending mining in Daba. Deputy Minister Ayanda Dlotlo, she's out of the country. Deputy Minister Manamela is also out of the country. Madlamini Dubazana, she's off sick. From your side, who's still here?
In a similar position than myself is Member Eric Marais. I spoke to him this morning. He's an alternate member, but if I can call it a standing alternate member to this committee. You know the problem that we have, the fact that the two committees have been combined. And he told me, or he informed me that he was not invited, he was not notified of this meeting.
Oh, okay.
And if we could just ask that the staff add his name to the circulation list, please.
Okay.
Emere at Parliament Gulf. Is
a new member?
Yes, he's in the place of Honorable Cardo, which was then replaced by Honorable Van Dam.
Mm. Van Dam is no longer with us.
No longer with
us. Okay, all right. Those are the few apologies from our side. We meet every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we meet. Of course, we will not expect you to be here every Wednesday, but there are items that specifically we would want you to be present and take ownership of. If you just send people who have authority of taking decisions, when we make recommendations, we'll be happy to work with whoever that you will delegate to this meeting. I want to welcome you and then also welcome Dr. Sizani, the acting chairperson of the Public Service Commission, and whilst I'm still there, before I allow members to introduce themselves, to also mention that yesterday, at least there was victory for the committee. We were able to recommend to Parliament that the vacancy for the position of Commissioner of Public Service be filled by Ndate Mtembu, who is also the former chairperson of the commission. So that has been done. We're just waiting for the president to then apply his mind and make an announcement. Okay, let me start by introducing myself so that for the benefit of the minister must know us. Naki Pismabe, I'm from Gauteng province. I chair this committee.
Okay. My
only some member of the committee from here. Thank you, Chair.
Good morning, all. My name is Annette Lovemore. I'm from the Eastern Cape and a new member of this committee.
Thank you. My name is Andreas van der Westhuizen. I have been assigned to this committee since July of last year. I'm from Stellenbosch, and as you know or heard, I'm an unofficial member of this committee. Thank you. I'll turn it over. I don't think my name has appeared in the ATC. Thank you. But thank you for being surprised by hearing that. Thank you.
Well, that's the mystery. You remember when we first came here, I took on Minister Jeff Hadebe about this hybrid committee. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear more about it again, but that's why he's not there. Anyway, my name is Ijama Topomutawa. I'm a member of the committee, and my constituency is in Gauteng North. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Melvin Tex. I'm from KwaZulu-Natal. I'm from Moses Mapita region. My constituency is in Mbofane municipality in Moy River.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. My name is Matala Ndombela. I come from the Free State. My region is Fezile Dabi. My province is Mafatlane. I'm at Ward 8. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Minister, these are the members of the committee.
I'm sure by now everybody has an idea who the minister is. Wakura Matuli, I'm from Limpopo. What for think? In the. Sorry?
Branch, we want to know your branch. I'm asking the chair to protect myself if she allows me. That I'm from KZN, KwaZulu Natal, Ethekwini region. My ward is ward 92, zone is Achikumeka. I'm very active. And you look active, eh? All right. Because of time, we normally don't allow members of the members from the executive to introduce themselves. And then yesterday we took a decision. Not yesterday, in fact, in the last meeting. Yeah, we took a decision that we don't want to see a huge delegation. People who just come and sit at the back without necessarily making any contributions. If the head of the department is here, I'm referring to the DG must then come with a specialist on the matter. So we expect at least a delegation of two people from now on. We don't want too many people coming to Cape Town. We also said we need to start exploring, you know, a possibility of us engaging one another on Skype. We know that Parliament has a facility where we can connect, in fact, with all legislatures and other offices in Pretoria as well. We said as time goes on, you know, this committee must set that standard. We need to start doing that because of we're moving towards e-government. So our communication also can be reduced to that. We don't need too long meetings because too long meetings become unproductive. We want to sit for meetings that will be able to give direction and feedback and solutions. We're trying to do that. We don't want thick documents anymore. We want documents that are specific to the point, telling us about where we left off, where we are going, and the achievements. So we're trying to, I don't know, rebe economical, Baba, because the way we are doing things, we're just continuing doing things like the olden days, and then it doesn't work for us anymore. So please, that goes for the public service as well. We don't want people who just come and warm the benches without necessarily playing any role. All right. Today's agenda, we have two agenda items. The first agenda was public hearings on the Public Service Commission Amendment Bill. Then the second agenda was briefing by the Public Service Commission on the Public Service Commission Amendment Bill. We have taken a decision that we put the both agendas in abeyance, allow the minister at least a period of 3 weeks so that the commission should then have a meeting with the minister, brief him properly on the bill as well and the amendments that you have proposed. And again, you know, we always get a continuous request from the commission that they want their powers, those powers that you want. Unfortunately, they are not reflected on your proposed amendments. Maybe with the minister being part of your meeting, you will be able to then outline exactly where do you want to take a public service commission. So we want to afford the minister that opportunity, and hopefully the chairperson also of the commission will also be appointed 3 weeks from now. We hope so, minister, that if that opportunity presents itself as well, it will be a plus for the commission as well. So those are the proposals that we then put everything in abeyance. Then in the absence of any other item, that is going to bring us to the end of the meeting, unless if members want to say something. Malizuma?
Sure, not necessarily so, but safe to say that openly here, that it shouldn't be viewed also as a fruitless exercise. They came here because they were not aware that we'll engage and come to this decision. And I'm sure that even the AG is not going to chase them on that one. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. All right, in that order.
Thanks. Now, I just wanted to say something that I've always remarked about, and I want to thank the Minister for being here today, because his presence here has made it easy for us to facilitate a possible resolution to this thing. If the minister was not here, we would have to send him a note and then he would have to come in and stuff. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Slightly off topic, so that's why I first want to ask if is this topic right?
I just wanted to remind Tate Mutau that he made mention of the restrictive processes.
Thank you. It's the issue that I've asked the minister to look at. Previously, when we've had engagements with the PSC, we've always had this thing that the PSC does the homework, they interrogate, they do all of the things that need to be done, they come up with findings and they make recommendations, and many of those recommendations are not implemented. And when we say why, they say we don't have powers to do that. So as as you engage with the chair, with the minister, please look at those kinds of things where you need a little bit of muscle. The other day we used the expression of a little bit of more teeth to bite. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other issues?
Thank you, Chair. So it's just slightly off topic, but just while we have such knowledgeable people around, we've recently been served with a copy of the amended public service regulations. Now, what will be our position in terms of, you know, normally regulations do not come to portfolio committees. But I was therefore pleasantly surprised to be, you know, served with notice that there are these new regulations being contemplated, etc. And if I may get some guidance as to what will be our role in this. Is it just in a private capacity? Is it just for notification? Thank you, Chair.
Our permanent alternate member to the portfolio committee. He was not here when the department was making the presentation. That since the act now has been enacted. So there are processes departmental that they need to unfold. And they even said that their intention is to implement it incrementally. So those regulations, they is to appraise us so that we are aware of, because we might miss them when they departmentally implement it, so that when they come back and report, we are able to engage and say they, in their business plan, they must find its expression, so that we just are aware of them as moving forward. Because also, don't forget that in terms of the workforce also, there might be issues that they might come up, times when they need to appraise us. Is it still smooth or all that? For just for the benefit of the portfolio committee, the case is the actually more than anything else.
All right.
No, I don't have much to say. Thank you for welcoming me to the committee. And I woke up with a frog voice this morning. It's not my normal voice. But what I want to put on notice to the committee is that the ministry has got a standing item in cabinet. Every cabinet, there is something I've got to do. So, because I'm sure you know what you do, you are in charge of this. I'm called something that I haven't had before, minister in cabinet. Now, so we have a standing item in each cabinet meeting to fit into the cabinet, because we are the heart of the machinery. So members then have to bear with me sometimes if I don't show my face here. But I think if it's committees which don't involve me processing certain documents, then I would then come and try and be as much available as possible to the committee. So that's just a small notice I want to put there.
Okay. No, we do understand that that our committee clashes with cabinet Wednesday. So there will be items, but we'll inform you on time. But they would definitely feel comfortable if you come and present them. That goes for Minister Khadebe as well. There will be items, but if you're free and the committee is sitting, you're also welcome to join us. All right. Members, that brings us to the end.
Chair, I'm pleasantly surprised at the rate at which the DA is redeploying its members the committee. I would like us to share some information on how they do their ADA deployment.
Sure, it's calling preparing for government. we hold capacity that way.
All right. Okay, members, thanks very much. Thank you.